Hey, this is Matthew from the 1975. You're listening to Why Not Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Why Not Radio here at KX93.5. I am Josh T. Landau, and as promised, this week we have our first live session of 2016 with Circa Waves, who joined us in the studio just a little while ago, actually before the holidays, and actually spoke to not me, but my buddy Matt here, who is my go-to guy for all things Brit music, Brit rock, Brit pop, whatever you want to call it. So Matt McGrath here with us this evening.
Hello, Josh. How are you?
So I thought that, we would make this an entirely Brit rock show and have Matt on since he's interviewing Kieran from Circa Waves and just share what's happening in the UK right now.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me. And yeah, so I'll be playing just some of the recent things that have been floating around in my world.
And I guess we should start by saying what the first song was from one of the biggest bands out of the UK these days is the 1975.
They're absolutely humongous.
Yeah.
They sell out every single show, I swear. Yeah, so the 1975, that's the third song from their new record, which has a really long title.
I think I got it, actually. I think I've memorized it. I like it when you sleep, for you are so beautiful, yet so unaware of it.
Sounds about right.
That's it?
Yeah, okay. The song is called The Sound. And that record is going to be out on February 26th.
And we're going to do a set here before we get to the Circa Wave session. So what do you have up next?
So I'm going to start off with new music from Suede. The classic Britpop act has put out another record just on January 22nd. And this is the first single that was released from it. It's called Outsiders.
Suede here on Why Not Radio at KX93.5.
Selling bouquets of cellophane. torture me like I'm your enemy. Go ahead and shoot me down. Bang, 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 bang. I could get to know you. Yeah, we could be homies. I bet you're lonely, but go ahead and say what you need to say. Bang, 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 bang. I smell the smoke and rosy fill the air. I hear the shots away like a time. Bang, 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 bang. Do you think that I'm beneath you? Well, see, I don't believe you. Go write a review. Go tell your friends, the jury, the judge, everyone. Bang, bang. Fickle friends and phonies is what you're heading for. 2 a.m. and counting, gunpowder on the floor. Oh yeah, bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang. Yeah, bang, bang. Bang, bang.
This is
It's Why Not Radio here at KX93.5, and that was music from a British artist by the name of Racing Glaciers. I'm Josh T. Landau, here with our Brit expert, our Brit spotter, if you will, Matt McGrath. And if you want to tell us more about Racing Glaciers.
Sure. So that song was called Seems Like a Good Time. It's a single that they put out a couple months ago. They're a five-piece from a town in the northwest UK. It's called Mecclesfield.
Mecclesfield. Have you ever been there?
And no, I haven't. I haven't been up that way. But yeah, great tune from them. Before that, we had music from a guy by the name of Lawrence Taylor.
Like the football player?
Yes, exactly. I was like, not to be confused with Lawrence Taylor, the New York Giants linebacker.
That's a football reference that I know.
Yeah, I was shocked that you knew that. But that song is called Bang Bang from his EP with the same title.
Well, we're going to continue our Brit set with two more songs before we get into our session with Circa Waves. So what's up next?
All right. So Mystery Jets put out a new record, and it is called Curve of the Earth. So we'll hear something from that in a bit. But right now, we're going to do the new single from an artist out of London. He goes by the name of Oscar. And he has a new single out called Sometimes. And it's from his upcoming release called Cut and Paste, which is going to be out in May.
All right. Let's hear Oscar here on Why Not Radio at KX93.5.
You'll ever know. Always, always pick me up and let me go. Thursday, Friday, I'm freaking out, so let me through. Headspace, someplace, never what you thought you knew. In this place, sometimes.
Always when you're in love.
You're listening to Why Not Radio. My name is Matt, and I am coming to you from Sleepless Sound Studio, and I am with Kieran from Circle Waves. Kieran, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks so much for stopping in today.
That's all right.
So what has touring been like for you guys here in the States, or I guess anywhere else for that matter? Do you guys like staying out late, hanging out, or do you guys like to take in tourist sites? Or
We try and do a bit of both, really. It depends. I mean, we'll take tourist sites in, depending on how big the night before was, I guess, really. It's the drives are so long. It's quite like you usually get to places, you know, and it's night, but when you get there, so a lot of the time the only touristy things you can do involve going into the local bars and checking that out. So,
sure,
which is fine. You know, we don't mind.
It's just fine.
We don't mind doing that. We're happy to take that task on. But yeah, we've really enjoyed touring America. It's a slog, but it's worth it when you have a good show.
Sure. Yeah, it's a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah, it's a big old place.
All right, well, you guys, you brought an acoustic in for us today. Going to play a couple songs.
I'm going to try to. We'll see what happens.
I'm sure it'll sound great. So let's dive into one right now. What are you going to play for us first?
Let's do T-Shirt Weather.
All right. This is Kieran from Circle Waves with T-Shirt Weather. Sounded good. No
I
issues
it was,
there.
It was great.
All right. Tonight's the last night of kind of a short tour for you guys, right?
A fleeting visit. Yeah, a short stay. But we arrived early on. Actually, we had a few shows at the start, and then we were off for a week, so we just like chilled out in Brooklyn for a week.
Okay.
And did nothing.
You already answered my next question, which was because I saw that you had a show in Columbus and then you didn't have anything to do for it.
Yeah, we just got really drunk every day.
Okay.
Just chilled out, wrote some songs, went into New York, explored around a little bit, and did the sort of a few of the little touristy things that you do. But it was nice to we haven't like hung out as a band, not doing shows for nearly like a year and a half. Yeah. So it was nice to just be with each other and, you know, be normal friends again.
Just chill out for a bit.
Yeah.
Cool, you wrote some new songs, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see if they make the cut.
We'll see if they sound good in England.
So let's get to the beginning of the band. How did you guys get started?
It was sort of, I recorded some demos and put them online, and they got picked up by Radio 1. Which sort of got a lot of attention straight away, and I then needed to get a band together, and I was working a festival in Liverpool called Sound City, and just was trying to sort of collect band members as they passed by, and Joe wandered in drunk and said, "I'll be your guitarist," and I said, "All right." And then I met Sam through an acquaintance, and it was just sort of, that's how it started, really. And it was very simple, maybe too easy, really. I feel like I cheated that whole getting a band together thing. It was very simple.
Did you think there was any risk in doing it that way? I mean, what happens if... I mean, how well did you know everyone?
Well, we had to get a new drummer, so there was a risk. Oh, yeah. Okay. But, I mean, that's part and parcel of the whole thing. You know, we had to play live shows, so there was... we were very much in the deep end, but it was, you know, it's not an ideal way to do it, but it worked out okay in the end.
I read that you were in different types of bands prior to Circle Waves.
Yeah, I was in all sorts of stuff, really. I tried my hand at, you know, metal, folk, funk. That was a strange time. But yeah, no, I think it's good. I think for any sort of musician, if you can try and expand your horizons. I mean, I'm like a terrible guitar player, but I'm only slightly good because I tried to be as good as Dimebag Darrell from Pantera and tried to learn those solos, and now I'm just like an average indie guitar player because of that. So it's helped me a little bit. I would suggest anyone should you know, play different types of music as much as possible.
What do you think made this type stick compared to the other ones?
This is the music that I listen to, really. Like indie guitar music is what I've always sort of magnetised towards. So I'm glad that this is the one that's done well, because I would have hated to be in a successful funk band. That would have been a miserable life.
That would have not been as good as Circle Waves.
No, so this is...
guarantee that.
Yeah, this has worked out well for me. I'm happy, you know, this is... if I wasn't in us, I'd probably listen to us. So, yeah, it's good.
So you guys are from Liverpool. Yeah. Does that being your hometown have any give you guys any inspiration or influence?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, in my opinion, the greatest band of all time are from round the corner from where I lived growing up. So that is a good benchmark for anyone when you first pick up a guitar. You know, if they can take on the world, then maybe you can as well. So that was sort of, that was nice. And there's been so many great bands from Liverpool that... It's a great place to be to start a band, and it's small. Everyone knows each other. It's easy, you know. It's cheap to live, so it's a perfect sort of setting to, you know, hone your craft, I guess.
A lot of good music scene there, big R.
Yeah, I mean, it's the music scene. It comes in waves and stuff at the moment. There's some bands coming through, and then, like, you know, 10 years ago you had like the Coral and the Zootons and all that came through, and then 10 years before that you had the Lars and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I think maybe we're in a good time now.
Cool. All right, well, let's talk about your record. You guys put out Young Chasers back in March. Mm-hmm. So it's been out for about 10 months now or so. I hear a lot of the Strokes in there. Mm-hmm. Were they an influence at all?
Yeah, definitely. That's one of my favourite bands, so it was hard to get away from that. And also the record was wrote in such a small space of time, and I was probably listening to a lot of that kind of music, so that definitely fell into the quite easily bands like the Strokes and stuff like that. I mean, I guess the second record don't sound as much like that because I don't really listen to that music much. Sure. At the moment, but that was a big part of my influences. Yeah, definitely.
And you said it was written in a short amount of time. What was that process like?
It was good. Yeah, I mean, we just sort of, we were all sort of getting to know each other and playing in the rehearsal room as often as we could, really, like holding down jobs and going in and playing, and all of a sudden, like, we had the record label interest, and it all got a bit crazy. So it was just trying to, I mean, I'd sort of write songs in a day, and then we'd bring them into the rehearsal room and finish them in an hour or so, and then do it again, and we just got loads of songs together, and that's how the record was made, really, just in a sort of a few months of just sort of knuckling down, if you will.
Sure.
In a very professional manner.
Yeah.
and got it done dead quick.
All right. All right, let's hear another track or another song. Let's do a live recording with the entire band. We're going to play Young Chasers, the title track from the record. This is Circle Waves. You're listening to Why Not Radio. With Kieran from Circle Waves here at Why Not Radio. You just heard Young Chasers, the studio recording version of the song. So you guys have been kind of had a, not kind of, but you guys had a crazy year, you know, between putting out the record and touring and festivals. And now that the year is pretty much done, what would you say was like a big highlight or the big highlight for you?
We sort of did some really big shows, you know, in UK festivals like Glastonbury and Reading and Leeds, and we were higher up on the bill than the year before, and sort of played to these packed out tents of, you know, thousands of people singing our songs, and it felt like a real big step for us, really. And we weren't just those new young upstarts; we were the band that people were talking about, and those younger bands who were looking up to us and stuff. And That was a huge moment for us, really, and it was on TV and stuff in the UK, and yeah, it's cool. It's nice when people who don't really know what you do go, "Oh yeah, saw you on the TV," and you go, "Oh yeah, cool."
Now you say younger bands looking up to you. You guys aren't that old yourself. What is that?
I'm quite old.
I mean, the band wise.
Yeah.
What's that like, having, you know, somebody were to say to you that they're in a band and they...
It's funny, yeah, you meet like kids after the shows who say, "Oh, me, you know, my band are, you know, you're a big influence and we really look up to you guys and stuff," and that's just so bizarre, really, because we are only a new band. And you see I've seen adverts on Facebook saying, "If you like this band and Circle Waves, you're going to love this band." So it's like being used as already, a selling tool.
Yeah, already.
It's hilarious.
As comparison.
Yeah. I feel like I've been used quite a lot by that. But no, it's really nice. It's something that is obviously everyone's inspired by other bands, and we've been inspired by bands, and to be that inspiration for someone it's gone full circle. It feels really satisfying.
So just this week, you guys released a charity single. It's a rendition of a song by, is it Michael Head and mm-hmm. The Strands?
Yes.
The song's called Something Like You, and with all the proceeds that will benefit the War Child charity. What can you tell us about the single and the charity that it benefits?
Yeah, it was just something that I just become obsessed with. This singer-songwriter from Liverpool called Michael Head, who was in a band called Shack and The Pale Fountains as well. And he wrote this incredibly beautiful record, and that track is on that album. And I just recorded it because I wanted to do a demo of it, and we decided to release it at Christmas just to give it like as something to sort of have. And then War Child got involved and we were like, yeah, well, that's, we may as well do that as well. That's a really good cause. So it's nice to do something for a really good charity, but also give the fans something a little bit different to what we usually do.
Sure. Now, for those who don't know, War Child is a charity that helps...
Yeah, it's basically like countries that are, you know, hit by war. It helps out the less fortunate people there, yeah.
And where can we get it?
I guess iTunes, I think. Maybe we've posted it on all of our social things, so if you look on Twitter or Facebook, it's on there. But as far as I know, iTunes is doing it.
Cool. So what's next for you guys? Anything else in the works right now?
I mean, that's it. We've got like we've got a couple of festivals sort of penciled in for next summer, and then we're going to go away and write in January and February for the second record and hopefully record it in March and April, unless I have a breakdown, which I feel like I might do actually. but that might help the music, so it'll be fine. And then just got to just sort of start again with a new record and carry on and keep building and hopefully sort of do an upwards, you know, trajectory.
Well, thank you so much once again for coming in. We really appreciate it. Let's hear one more acoustic song for you. What are you going to end with?
I'm going to do Getaway, which was our very, very, very first single. Which that we released in the UK, so it's very dear to me.
Great tune. Once again, this is Kieran from Circle Waves doing Getaway. Thanks so much.
Cheers, thank you.
Side to you.
Hello, I'm Kieran from Circ Waves, and you're listening to Why Not Radio.
We fell in love right by the ocean, made all our plans down on the sand. And from the tips of your fingers down to the soles of your feet, a glimmer in your skin that I can't believe. And take a trip to the sea, let your hair run, run free. Oh, you're a rebel in disguise. Is that the devil in your eyes? We fell in love right by the ocean, made all our plans down on the sun. You're the fruit that I can taste. You only seek what you give away. You'll only speak what you wanna say. You lay like a warrior. I'll make you shake like a better girl. We fell in love right by the ocean. Lit all our plans down on the sand. We fell in love right by the ocean. Lit all our plans down on the sand. This is a garden girl. Thank you.
We're back here on Why Not Radio at KX93.5. We had our session with Circa Waves back there, and then a couple more Brit tunes, courtesy of my guest Matt McGrath today. That last one from Daughter.
Yeah, so Daughter just put out their second record called Not to Disappear. And that was the first single from that. That was called Numbers. Awesome, awesome band out of London. Three-piece. Kind of making kind of haunting music. Mm-hmm. Kind of chill stuff. They sound fantastic, especially live if you ever have a chance to see them. We also had music from Coasts back there. They just put out their debut, self-titled. And that is called Oceans. And they're five-piece out of Bristol.
Well, Matt, thank you very much for sharing your Brit picks today. Like I said, you're my Brit spotter. Anytime I want to know anything about any music coming out of the UK, you're my go-to guy. You're always also tweeting about British music. What's your Twitter handle if people want to follow you?
Yeah, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's just at Brit Spotting.
Like Train Spotting, but
yes,
Brit Spotting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was one of my favorite movies. So,
thanks, Matt. And we're going to go out with one more.
Yes, so I'm going to play some new music from a band out of Brighton, five-piece. They go by the name of Fickle Friends, and they're putting out some great, great indie pop stuff. So this is their latest. It is called Say No More. It's music from Fickle Friends.
All right, I am Josh T. Landau, and I will talk to you all next week here on Why Not Radio at KX93.5.
Your life are open toes every day.